Amen. Amen. Would you just pray with me, Father? Lord, we just give you so much glory and honor.
Yes.
Today, as we sit here and we reflect on the sacrifice that you've made for us.
Yes.
The sacrifice, the death on that cross. And then beating the death and rising again to go and prepare a place for us. Lord, we just thank you. As your spirit is in this room this morning, I just pray that you would soften our hearts for a move of you, a deeper understanding of you, of your love, of your mercy. God, we just thank you. We love you so much. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
All right, guys. You guys can take a seat. Take a seat. It is so good to see you guys here. Club 56. If you are in 5th and 6th grade, you can head out to our Club 56. It's right out these doors. Follow back there. So head over there if you're in Club 56. What's up, everyone? You guys having a good Sunday so far? Yeah, I'm excited. If you don't know, my name is Ethan. I am the youth pastor here, and I'm excited to be able to give you a word today. We are going to be in Ezekiel 37 this morning, and if you don't know what Ezekiel 37 is about, you're going to learn. You're going to learn today. So I'm excited. But it's about the Valley of Dry Bones, the Valley of Dry Bones. Everybody say Valley of Dry Bones. That's right. And so my title this morning is Dry Bones Come Alive. Everybody say, Dry Bones Come Alive. Awesome. I'm so excited. Do we have any sports fans in here? Any sports fans? Raise a hand. Who likes sports? Who likes playing sports? Who likes watching sports? That's okay. Look, there's a couple of you. I'm not really a sports guy. My family, huge football fans. They love football. And because they loved it so much, I decided to, you know, go the opposite. So I was just like, I don't watch football. I don't care for the teams or anything like that. But I am getting into sports, all right? So this last year, I watched basketball. I've been getting into basketball. Who likes basketball? Yeah, all right? And by this last year, I mean literally this last season. I started watching the Knicks. Go Knicks, right? Okay. That's all right. I'm just saying, who made it to the semifinals, you know? Just saying. So many of you know I have a brother named Aiden. My dad's named Dane. They are big football fans. They love football. Aiden loves football to the point of, like, he's, like, memorized stats from the 70s for the football, you know, and he just pulls them out, and you're like, whoa, thanks for that information, you know? Like, thanks. I had no idea. And I remember this last year's Super Bowl, right? The Chiefs versus the Eagles. You guys remember this? It was a big Super Bowl. I remember Dane and Aiden just kind of having this lost cause mentality, right? Granted, they are Broncos fans, so they're used to having this kind of mentality of just there's no hope. Everything's hopeless. There's no hope in winning. And so I would ask them, hey, you guys excited for the Super Bowl? Yeah. Well, who do you want to win the Super Bowl? I knew who they wanted to win, but I just like to poke. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl? Well, Ethan, let me tell you. I want the Eagles to win, but because of the refs, because of this, because of that, the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and it's this fault, and there's no hope, and life is meaningless. That's what they would say. And I was like, whoa. And this mentality went all the way up even into the game, right? Where it's like the first 5 minutes of the game, the refs made a call that was against the Eagles. It's already started, all right? The Chiefs are going to win. It doesn't matter. And they held on to this mentality literally up until the fourth quarter when they were like, oh, wait, the Eagles may have a fighting chance. This has been a pretty good game. The Eagles are winning, you know? And so even though the game ended up being kind of a blowout and the Eagles winning, Dane and Aiden had this hopeless mentality going into it, like there's no point in watching And it's because of the previous experiences, the past games, and seeing the Chiefs win. They came with a hopeless mentality. And I feel like this hopeless mentality is so easy for us to fall into outside of sports, outside of things, but into life in general. We come with a hopeless mentality because of our past, our failures, and our hurts. But this is not God's plan for his children. Hopelessness is not his plan for his children. And this morning, I believe scripture is going to reveal to us how God can ignite a revival in our life and bring hope for our future. Amen? I'm excited for tonight, or this morning. Sorry, I usually preach at night. So if I say that, don't think about it. My first point is revival starts from hearing the word. Everybody say, revival starts from hearing the word. That's good. I like it. We're all there. We'll be in Ezekiel 37, verse 1 reads, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord." In case you're wondering who me is, it's Ezekiel. It says it right there, Ezekiel 37. All right? "The hand of the Lord is upon me, and he brought me in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many of them on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' And I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' And then he said to me, 'Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay my sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.'" Verse 7. "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them." All right, backstory here, all right? Israel, at the time, was exiled, living in Babylon. You could say dead, right, because they were living in the world. And God was giving a vision to Ezekiel of how he was going to revive and to save his people. Israel was living, but they were dead. They were enslaved and exiled. But here, I'm not here to talk about Israel. Yet Israel's situation is how I see so many of us living today. We are alive, our hearts pumping blood, our brain sending functions, and yet we are dead. We are dead in our sins. We are dead in our addictions. We are dead in trying to live for the world. We are this valley of dry bones. You see, when we are in the world, we get so influenced by these things of the world, where they tell us, you know, go ahead, get as much money as you can. Go get that bag, right? They say, gain power, raise your status, fill your life with sex and relationships. Take this, drink that, whatever makes you feel good at this moment, because if it feels good at this moment, then it's good for you and you can live how you want. And so we do these things. And we try to fill this void in our life. And we try time and time and time again. And each time, living this lifestyle leaves us withered away as dry bones, dead in the world. But this is not God's plan for us. You see, he has a different story for your life. He has something greater for you. Ezekiel, he prophesied over these bones, and they began to rattle, right? They were living in the world, hearing the influences of the world, keeping their minds stuck in the world, and when the word of God hit their ears, they began to rattle, and they began to come alive again. This start of a new life, this start of a revival in your life, is what you fill your life with. Are you filling it with things of this world? Too many times I see us live in the world and then come to church on Sunday and then go back to the world. If you want revival in your life, you need to stop listening to the outside influences of the world and begin to fill your life with things of God. That's spending time in His Word. That's praying to Him. That's changing the music that you hear, the shows that you watch. Are they of godly things or are they worldly things? Because if you stay stagnant of things in the world, you will never grow. You will just stay as dry bones in the valley. But if you fill your mind with things of God, revival starts. It's the start. You see, these things, they don't save you, but it is the start of the softening of your heart to the move of God in your life. If you read in verse 7 and 8, Ezekiel, he prophesied to these dry bones, and they began to rattle, and they began to stand up, and they got skin and sinew, and everything covers them, but guess what? They had no breath. They heard the word, and the start of a revival came, but they had no breath in their lungs yet. If you want to live again, you need a new breath in your lungs. Revival may start from hearing the word, but revival comes from the Spirit of God in your life. Ezekiel 37, verse 7 through 10 reads, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them. And flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, say to the breath, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath. Breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet an exceedingly great army." The start of change comes from hearing the good news of God. But it follows through when God pours His Spirit out unto your life. You see, you may know a lot about the Bible. You may have read the scriptures. You may have studied things here and there. Know the context. But if you are not walking in the Spirit of God, you just have these facts about our Creator and you don't have a relationship with Him. Knowledge of the Word of God is great, but it is useless without the Spirit of God. Fleshly knowledge could never replace His Spirit. It even says this in John 6, 63. It reads, "It is the Spirit that what gives life. The flesh is no help at all." If you want a new life, you need God's Spirit, His breath inside of you. If you want a new revival, you need God's Spirit, His breath. That's what brings new fire, new water, new wine, new life to you, is God's Spirit. And when you begin to have this Spirit, you see, this hopeless attitude, this hopeless mentality, this hopeless mindset begins to be erased, because this new revival, this new life brings hope for a future. We read this in verse 11 through 14. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these dry bones are the house of Israel. And behold, they say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your grave and raise you from the grave, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from the grave. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place in you your own land. And then you shall know that I am the Lord, that I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. You see, God's breath, God's spirit gave a new hope to these bones dried up on the land, who felt like they were cut off, that there was no use, that they were dead. God gave these bones a new life, a new breath. And this spirit that brought hope to them and that God has redeemed them lives in us. Worship team, you can come on up. This spirit that raised these dry bones, that placed them in their own land, lives in you. And this spirit can bring hope to your hopelessness. This spirit can bring faith to the faithless. This spirit can bring rest to the restless. This spirit can bring love to the loveless. This spirit can bring strength to the weak, healing to the sick. And it's because of God's love, because he loved you so much that he sent his son, Jesus, down to die as a living sacrifice for you and for me. Guys, I'm serious about this. The world, the time, it's ending. The time to live for Christ is coming to an end. Yes. And I'm sick and tired of seeing Christians live on the fence, on the middle ground. The Spirit should cause a move in your heart. God doesn't want half in and half out. He says, if you are lukewarm, I shall spit you out of my mouth. There's a story of a man who is sitting on the fence, right? One side is with God and one side is with the enemy. And he says, I can't decide, so I'm going to sit here on this fence and I will be on both sides. And he wakes up in the presence of the enemy. And he said, what happened? I didn't choose you or God. I chose to sit on the fence. And the enemy says, well, guess what? I own the fence. Yeah. It's time. It's time to stop living half in and half out. And this spirit should cause a move. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, defeating sin and grave, lives in us. Amen. And this spirit brings us hope for the future. Hope in the dark times. And so when the world comes and looks at us and says, you know what, your life is looking kind of dark. That medical news that you received, it doesn't look great. I don't know about your future, man. It looks real shady. You can respond to the world. Well, you know what? My God is the light that outshines all the darkness. When the world is saying, you know what? You will always be chained to your addiction. You will always be held down in fear and in shame. You say, you know what? My God is a chain breaker and he has set me free today. when the world is saying, you know what, you are a failure. You can't even provide for yourself, let alone your family. You can look at the world and you can say, you know what, my God is Jehovah Jireh. He has provided for my situation, and he will provide in this moment now. There is hope. There is hope for your future.
Yes.
Eternal life.
Are you tired of living dead as dry bones? Because this is the start. You're hearing the word. You're hearing the good news. And now it's time for a fresh outpouring of God's breath of his spirit over your life. Come, receive his breath. I'm going to pray. Father, I don't know the situations in this room. I don't know the fights and the struggles that each person has had to come into this place this morning, the insecurities, the feeling lost, the feeling directionless, the feeling of hopelessness, Lord. But I pray that you would come into this building this morning and that you would pour out your spirit, a fresh wind, a fresh breath into these dry bones, Lord. Father, search our hearts. Father, I know that we've fallen short, that we've sinned. And Father, we ask for forgiveness. I'm so sorry. God, give us strength. Give us a new wind. Give us a new pouring out of your spirit, Father, and let us live for you fully. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.